This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 105. It's time to talk about you saving, investing, and protecting hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. My name is Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda. She's a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we are both so grateful that you joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm well. Actually, I'm really well. So as many of our listeners know, I had another surgery early January and feeling great. So that's good news. Unfortunately, my son did contract the COVID or the vid, as some the people vid. Call it. Yeah, the vid. He got the vid. So he's struggling with that, but hopefully on the mend soon.
And is he away at college? Is that what?
So sort of.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm not sure you call it away at college anymore, because college is all remote. Oh, and actually, yeah, he doesn't start classes again until early February. So fortunately, this happened during a break from school, and now he's getting a break from work. So I told him, you know, enjoy the downtime. It's probably the only time in your life you'll get it. So
wow. Well, yeah. I hope he'll be fine. It sucks. So hopefully he doesn't get permanent damage.
I mean, he's young. He's 20 now, just freshly 20. But it's definitely got him down for the count. So it's nothing to joke about.
No. It's real, and I know he'll get better. I just don't want him to get any permanent damage in his lungs or anything from it.
Or heart. Yeah, I saw there's long-term heart damage. Yeah. So the only reason I mention it is because he is 20 and, you know, in good health otherwise, and it's still taking him out.
Man.
So it happens.
Yeah. What are we doing on this podcast?
Oh, back by popular demand. We've got six social media questions today. There you go.
All right, question one. Let's jump right into it. I need to open a Roth IRA. Any suggestions on who to use and what is your experience?
Man, we get this question every episode.
I think people are more aware of money right now because of COVID. And I think now they just want to know. So I get this all the time, Amanda. So I do kind of include it in every episode if it's...
If we should make an infographic for our page.
I used to make those. I need to start doing it again.
You did. Yeah. So let's make one that says, looking to open a Roth IRA, we recommend, not because we get any kickbacks, because we certainly
don't.
We recommend Schwab, Fidelity, or Vanguard. They're all low-cost providers. And once you open the Roth IRA, you should be putting it, or at least we would be putting it, into a simple S&P 500 index fund.
Perfect.
And if you need help finding that, any one of the friendly people at Vanguard, Fidelity, or Schwab would be more than happy to help guide you in that direction. Yep.
And once again, those S&P 500 index funds that they have, a lot of them have zero cost funds to get you in the door, because they want you to be in the ecosystem so they can sell you some other products later.
Right. Now, one thing I want to make super clear, you shouldn't just open a Roth IRA account and put money in it and then not invest it. Remember, the account is where you contribute your money, and then it's just sitting there as a pile of cash, and it's not growing or doing anything until you actually allocate that cash within the account to a fund or some other investment type. So make sure once you contribute the money that you go in and actively allocate it to something.
Good point, actually. I think a lot of people think you just put it in there, it's supposed to do something, it doesn't do anything. You're actually losing money.
I thought that at first,
Yeah. That's actually a good point. We need to mention that more often. Question number two. This is a savvy savings. Would you all suggest shopping at Sam's Club for groceries? I just moved out on my own and want to start out right. Any suggestions on how to eat cheaply would be much appreciated.
So you're living on your own. So I would say absolutely no. You should not be shopping for groceries at Sam's Club or Costco. Those are bulk places. So you buy your food and things in bulk. And if you're eating on your own, more than likely, the majority of that food is going to spoil or go bad before you're able to consume it. So there's going to be a lot of waste, even if it seems like great prices.
Do ramen noodles go bad?
Everything goes bad.
I mean, you can buy a case of ramen.
You could, yes.
It's really
you
bad
could,
for you.
But
anyway.
The problem is, if you go into Costco for a case of ramen noodles, you're going to come out with more than ramen noodles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's not worth it. Plus, you're wasting gas to go get a case of ramen noodles, and they're cheap everywhere.
So what's your favorite places for groceries for you, where you're located?
So inexpensive. So where I'm located. So one, if you live near an Aldi, that would be my recommendation. They have such great deals on things. Now, you're not going to see the biggest selection or all your favorite name brand things, but it doesn't matter. You're going to get great deals on things that are just packaged differently than, you know, name brand. They have a lot of store brand things as well. But as we've talked before, most store brand items are brand name items just in a different package.
Do you go to Aldi, don't you?
I don't have one very close to me here.
I got a bunch of them. But what's funny is you go in there, like you're saying, the same packaging place makes the same thing. So it's funny how Aldi has these generic things. It's still Kraft macaroni and cheese, but the box is the same colors, same design. The only thing different is the wording. The title is different, but it's the same exact thing, just without the Kraft brand name on it.
Right.
Same packing company.
And their prices are just unbeatable.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Now you do have to bring your own grocery bags.
Yes.
Or you have to purchase the bags at the checkout because they're a low cost place, super low cost.
I have them.
And you have to bring a quarter with you if you'd like to use a shopping cart. You rent a cart for a quarter, and then once you return the cart to the cart corral, you get your quarter back. If you don't return it to the right place, you lost your quarter.
And you know
so
why
that's
they
how
do
they
that,
save
right?
money on like. Cart, I mean, people that go cart collect people. Carts in the
Like Walmart is always going out there collecting the carts. Yeah, it's because they don't have that many employees in there operating when they're open. Very few, and every package has a barcode on every side. So when they check you out, they can fly those things through there.
Why they're so fast? Because they are the fastest checkouts in the whole world.
No, because if you look at the packaging, there's a barcode on every side of the box. That's how they do that. That's how they do it. Yep.
So if you don't have an Aldi in your area, because they're not everywhere, look for other discount grocers. And if you're unable to find that, then I like Walmart grocery. Their prices are great. Just make sure you keep an eye on or you're selective with your produce. Sometimes it is closer to its ripeness than other places.
Yep. I'm 100% in agreement with you. Aldi. And then the other thing we have in our area is Lidl, L-I-D-L. They're also a German company that's just like Aldi, and they're actually better than Aldi in selections, but the same price. So all the American companies are scared to death of Aldi and Lidl.
Yeah. And so, the one place I would avoid like the plague is Whole Food.
No. Or what's that other place? Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's,
And that's more of a specialty place anyway. You're not going to do a grocery shop at Trader Joe's. It's got a lot of fun stuff, but it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you. You'd be surprised how one bag of groceries is $100 there. Whereas you can get a cart full of groceries at Aldi. So if you have one near you, that's where I would go.
Yeah, I do Aldi, and then I go to the other ones to pick up the other things that they don't have. Like, I personally just don't buy my meat at Aldi. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. I figure I can get it, or I can catch the sales at the other locations.
Yeah, my sister buys all of theirs at Aldi and buys whatever's on sale for the week. She buys that one in bulk.
There you go.
And the other way you're going to save a lot of money on groceries is by meal planning in advance and planning out meals that are going to use similar ingredients for the week.
You know what just popped in my head is you and I are not, we're not hurting for money.
No.
Let's be honest. But what are we still doing? We're still trying to save money.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm still shopping groceries.
Just because you've saved up a bunch of money and you're doing well does not mean you stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to save and build up wealth over time, but it's so easy to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to stay that way. But once you get in that mindset, you can stay that way. But if you say, oh, now I have money, I'm going to go buy a car, I'm going to go shopping, that money is gone and it's hard to get back. Then you're starting all over again. Keep that in mind, people. You always stay in this mindset.
Yeah, I'm struggling with spending money on makeup right now. I'm like, oh, I want new makeup, but it's so expensive. So, but I'm looking haggard. So,
oh my God, guys, she's gorgeous. She's 40-year-old. Oh, be 40 again. No, it's not. Stop. Y'all have seen her. She's gorgeous.
Because of the makeup.
Stop. All right. Then I need to get makeup. All right. Question number three. What? My voice is cracking like a teenager. Question number three. If you adjusted your withholding using the new W-4 calculator, I assume with the IRS, should you lean toward getting money back instead of owing the IRS?
I have no idea. I think
what they're talking about, should you lean to getting a refund? I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to hit the mark, but do they want to over contribute or under contribute?
Yeah. So your goal is to hit the mark because you don't want to give an interest-free loan to the government. You wouldn't want to overpay your rent every month. You want to get as close to the mark as possible, but me personally, I'd rather be a bit more conservative and overpay a little bit than end up with a bill at the end. So I think it's okay as long as you're, within a couple hundred dollars or, less than $1,000 for sure that you owe, you lean towards getting money back.
You know why?
But that's just a personal preference. Some people are... they don't want to give the government a dime more than they should have at any point, right? Like no loans whatsoever. And they're okay being very close and then owing a couple hundred dollars. It's just a personal preference, in my opinion.
And I do the same thing. You know why I do that? Is because I believe that every year you should be making more than the previous year anyway. And usually I do make more money. And that way, what I think might be an overpayment ends up being an underpayment.
I'm kind of in the same boat.
It's a good problem to have. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I always steer a little bit high, but I don't want to get like 5,000 back. People brag about that. That's a big mistake. But I do over adjust it knowing, and every year because I made more, it ends up being an underpayment. So.
Yeah, and I will say these calculators are fine, but if you have more than just simple, straightforward W-2 income, they're not entirely accurate. You need to work with your tax professional to get a better estimate.
There we go. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we got four... I keep saying that. Hey, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got three great questions about Roth IRAs and what's this other one? About extended warranties. You know what we think about extended warranties. We'll talk about that on a washing machine. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
They're rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. As I always say, check us out on the website, rockonthemoney.com. And this podcast is available everywhere. Literally. Everywhere. If there's a podcast service there. We are automatically on that. We have 105 episodes, and somehow Amanda is still here.
But Craig's voice is not.
No, because I'm hustling. I'm like Gary Vaynerchuk hustling right now, man. I'm doing 7 days a week. I am working. How do you retire, Amanda? Can someone tell me how I'm supposed to just stop if you love
I don't know,
working?
But I've been thinking about because, you know, if I win the lottery.
Amanda's going to go away. So you didn't win this past weekend, I assume.
No, I did not.
That's why you're still here.
That's why I'm here.
Because I messaged Amanda. I'm like, if you become a billionaire, I'm going to end up doing this podcast by myself.
Well, I don't know. This might be the only thing I do then. I can't imagine not working. So I don't know what I would do with myself.
I watch all my retirement friends on Facebook. And the ones that don't do anything after retirement, they just seem like they go out and hang out and have beers and I don't know what to say, just casual activities. They age rapidly. I see them great, and they gain weight fast. And son of a gun, if they don't die early.
Right.
And I think I keep seeing that. I'm paranoid. Part of me, I just love working. I love to succeed.
Yeah. I mean, even when I get a long weekend, you know, like we just had a holiday weekend, Martin Luther King Day. Right. And by day three, I'm like, oh, now what can I do?
Exactly.
I read a book, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have work. So,
but I do enjoy working and seeing success, and it keeps my brain active. And I love the challenge. It's like I tried retirement. I lasted a month. I think I drove everybody nuts.
Yeah.
So much that my daughter-in-law said, you know, hey, you want to come work for blah, blah, blah? Like, I guess. So.
Yeah. You need to work on a dream board. We need to work harder at figuring out how to relax. Right,
well, if you guys figure out your dream board between you and your husband, can you share it with me? Because I guarantee you guys don't have one either.
Thanks for calling me out on that.
Well, because we all love working.
I don't know that I do, but I just don't know what else to do.
I do want to travel, but I want to do that and work. So anyway. Yeah.
All right. Question four.
What's your take on extended warranties on washing machines? We are looking at one for $698, extended for 5 years for $129, which covers everything. I'm trying to figure out, where's that $698? How do you interpret that?
The price of the washing machine.
It's got to be. Okay, so yeah. $129 for extended warranty for 5 years on this washing machine. What is your opinion on extended warranties on washing machines or anything?
Yeah, no, it's a waste of money. It's a complete waste of money. Yeah. One, you're getting a manufacturer warranty that's going to cover at least the first year, usually more. So your extended warranty is for a couple of years after that. And I guarantee you, without looking at the fine print or the policy itself, I guarantee you it does not cover everything. Yeah. And there's probably still like a service call fee that you pay in addition to that or something else. It does not cover everything. Someone salesperson is telling you that and assuming that you, like most people, are not going to actually read the agreement. So it's a complete waste of money. Instead, just put money aside for it. And the likelihood of your washing machine dying or breaking in the first 5 years. Well, first, make sure you're reading consumer reports to understand which are the best recommended washing machines that are going to last. So that should factor into your decision. And if the better washing machine costs $100 more than the one you're looking at, then, you know, that's something to consider. If you were willing to pay $129 more for a warranty, why not just get a better lasting machine? The life expectancy of a washing machine, according to Consumer Reports, is 10 years. So twice as long as the 5 years. So the likelihood that you're going to get any value out of this $129 extra is very low.
Right. So
it's a scam.
Yeah, I mean,
not literally, but
I
view it as a scam.
It's a big money maker for the manufacturers and Best Buy. And usually the salespeople get a spiff, is what they used to call it. They get a bonus every time they get someone to sign up for an extended warranty or a credit card application, stuff like that. So the employee gets a little spiff typically on those. So,
and you know what, Craig, next episode, let's mark this down. Let's do, I can do a savvy saving segment on how to make your washer and dryer last longer.
Ooh, there you go. I like that. I like it. But you're right. The life expect, there's a reason why it's set at 5 years. The washing machine typically will not break in the first 5 years. It's 10 years.
Right.
So trust me, there's math, science, everything involved with that extended warranty. You're wasting your money. That's what emergency funds are for, Amanda.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go. Question number five. Can both me and my wife have a Roth IRA so we can both contribute $7,000?
We both work, it says.
And they also said thank you.
Thank you. So they're asking if they can contribute $7,000 each. So just so we're all aware, the limit is $6,000 per person until you reach a certain age. And Craig, remind me, what is that, 55?
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see. Roth IRA limits.
Might be 50.
50.
50.
Yeah. So once you reach the age of 50, then you can do what are called catch-up contributions. So you can add an additional $1,000 to bring it to a maximum of $7,000 per year. If you're making at least $7,000 per year in taxable income. So it has to be at least what your income rate is. So yes, if you're both working, then you can each contribute up to $7,000 to your individual retirement accounts. That's what IRA stands for.
There you go. Yep, you can both do it. Enjoy. And good, hats off to you for you both doing it.
Yes, as long as you're both above 50, the age of 50. Right. There you go. If only one of you, again, it's individualized. So if you're over 50, but your wife is not, then she can only contribute $6,000 to her account.
There you go. Question number six, another Roth IRA. What's with all the Roth IRA questions? Is it because it's tax season and people are aware of money and incomes?
Probably.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people are really concentrating on retirement now.
Or they're listening to us and actually opening Roth IRAs and just have questions.
And we do push that hard, yeah. I plan on opening a fully funded Roth IRA account with Vanguard this week, one of our three that we prefer, Schwab, Fidelity, and Vanguard. Any last word of advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah. So my last word of advice is you have to, one, fund the account. It sounds like you have a plan to fully fund it at $6,000 or $7,000 if you're over 50. And then don't forget step two, which is to allocate those funds to an actual investment within the IRA. I'm going to call it container.
Right.
Yeah. So step two is very important. Don't forget to do that. Otherwise, your money's just sitting there as if it's in a savings account.
Yeah, and just go start with the S&P 500 100% into the S&P 500 index fund, which they have an ETF or whatever. And then as you learn and grow, you can find those funds that consistently beat that index. And if you want to diversify into some other ones, only do those. There's 20 to 30% of all funds that can beat it. You got to figure out which ones those are.
Yeah, but just keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid, right?
We're starting to nickel and dime it when you start doing that. And don't do Bitcoin, all this stuff. And keep it simple and just ignore it. Just keep funding it. Every year, just keep funding it.
So funding means you put the money in the account. Investing means you take the money that's in the account and allocate it to an investment. Again, the simple S&P 500 index is the great way to start.
Yep.
And 100%.
My last word of advice is don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't take the money out. Leave it alone.
We almost got through an episode without you saying that.
There will never be an episode where we tell people not to touch their 401k. What did your mom say she learned from our podcast? The one
don't
thing.
Touch your 401k. Don't touch your
401k. I will, and it includes IRAs, guys. Any retirement account, don't touch them. Leave them alone. Therefore, what? Retirement. Not to buy a car, not to pay off your credit card. It says retirement for a reason. So there you go.
That's it.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, Amanda. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.